For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. The tiger's roar is rapidly disappearing in nature. In 2010, 3,200 tigers were estimated to still roam India and 12 other Asian nations. To combat the falling number of wild tigers, Clemson University has partnered with the other major tiger mascot universities, Auburn, LSU, and Missouri, to form the U.S. Tiger University Consortium. Dr. Brett Wright, Dean of Clemson's College of Behavioral, Social, and Health Sciences, was inspired to form the group by a student organization called Tigers for Tigers. The students were concerned that the school could lose its mascot, and some visited India to learn more about the crisis.
I figured if the students could see this, our faculty should be involved. And I had a conversation with President Clemens when he first got here, and I think he was taken aback at how bad it was. So he says, we need to get other universities involved in this.
Wright said two main causes have created the alarming drop in the wild tiger population: habitat loss and poaching for trophies and body parts, which some cultures believe are medicinal. The consortium plans to work with conservationists fighting poaching in their own countries, but it's not easy, he said.
So there are people that are meeting, that are working on the ground every day. There are people that are risking their lives to protect these animals in the wild, out there on foot, but they're out financed, they're outgunned, and their equipment is not anywhere near as good as the poachers.
Rob Baldwin, Clemson conservation biologist, said poverty in many countries almost forces some people to poach tigers.
You can almost understand their motivation. I mean, they can make many times their annual income by killing a single animal and transporting it to market. So it's almost beyond their control in some ways. Despite their goodwill towards the animal, they still have to live.
Baldwin said one key to changing poachers' attitudes and behaviors is helping them to make a living in other ways, such as tourism.
It's a combination of making their lives such that they don't need to exploit those resources, that they're gaining something positive from the resource being there. I've got tigers in my landscape, and that means money for me. I've got tourists coming in, or I don't need to go out and poach them to get that money.
Wright said technology, such as tree cameras triggered by the movement of passing animals, is helping conservationists get a better handle on the actual number of tigers in the wild.
Every tiger is unique, just like a fingerprint, and those stripes can be read. And once they get a picture with that camera trap, they can tell you which tiger that is. So that it lessens the problem we have with overcounting.
Since the 2010 count, Wright cited a little good news. The tiger population seems to have increased to nearly 3,900 wild individuals. But more work is needed, and the Tiger University's coalition is helping by training conservationists from tiger range countries, starting with India.
We pledged to them that we would fund two young professionals to come here and finish their doctorates. Since then, all four universities have pledged to do the same thing. We will have as many as 8 young rising professionals that will continue their education here at one of our 4 universities and do their research that's important to tigers conservation back in India.
Baldwin said the schools have borrowed the spirit of this powerful and intelligent animal, and part of what's driving the coalition is the desire to give something back. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.